Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on this Tuesday. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody watching here on the show. Spread your love for Sports Grid. I think that's a good way to say it. Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock, with you here on the show. Davis, as we pivot away from the football season and on to some baseball coverage, we'll begin our team previews a little bit later on the show today. Also, we'll take a look at the upcoming tournament in golf this weekend as well. But hey, happy Valentine's Day to you, Davis. Any big plans coming up today, tonight? I know we're working here, so beyond that.
Yeah, hey, we're working. I will be, I think I'm cooking dinner tonight, Craig. I think Ooh. We're going old school, no reservations. We'll be cooking. You know, I'll be telling my wife about how excited I am that, Todd Monken got hired by the Baltimore Ravens to be their offensive coordinator. I think everyone agreed it was time for a change in Baltimore. Nothing too crazy tonight.
Yeah. And for me, more or less the same. Davis, you get, married 18, 20 years. At that point, it becomes as good as you can make it with kids. I know we're going to go out to dinner, I think, tomorrow night to celebrate. We skip tonight usually and do the day after. So that is our plan. Let's get to our headlines here on the show. We'll start off with the NBA and Jason Tatum doubtful tonight. One of the best players in the NBA against the Milwaukee Bucks. Yesterday, interesting note here, Yankees pitcher Nestor Cortez announced that he is going to miss the World Baseball Classic with a hamstring injury. Very peculiar that this would happen at this stage of the game. Now, WBC doesn't matter all that much, but this does matter for fantasy baseball, of course, and the regular season for the Yankees. No doubt, Jay Crowder will not make his Bucks debut. He was traded there until after the All-Star break, so that will be next weekend. Michigan State, by the way, boy, horrific story last night. Just so devastating to see another one of these shootings. They've canceled all athletic events for 48 hours following the campus shooting there yesterday. So obviously our thoughts are with the folks in East Lansing, no doubt. And also we had a Major League Baseball signing. Probably, Davis, the most significant baseball signing we've had in about a month. And I think the last sort of significant deal signed by a Major League player as Michael Wacha signs a contract with the San Diego Padres. Now, naturally, Wacha not going to be a huge effect on our fantasy seasons, Davis, no doubt. But there's been this sort of quiet time in baseball since we had some of those big signings, and I think Wacha sort of puts a cap on free agency. I know Jurickson and Profar are still another name out there, Luke Voit another name. Someone's going to get millions, but it seems like teams at this point are just happy with what they got. So let's do Wacha real quick to the Padres.
So this is pretty interesting because I think it's setting up for the Padres to at least begin the season with a six-man rotation or – to do what I've been waiting for teams to do this. And the Rays sort of have gone in this direction where basically you have two starters. So you have a guy who's going to go two or three innings. Then you have another guy who's going to go two or three innings. And that's kind of set on the rotation. Or if Seth Lugo or what's their sixth guy? Nick Martinez, I think, is the other guy. Mm-hmm. If that guy's feeling good, he gets to go four innings, right? But I do think, especially to start the year, because remember we were doing – these MLB DFS segments to begin the year last year. And we're like, is anyone going to get any pitching wins this year? No one was going. It was like Max Scherzer was the only guy who was going deep into games to start the year last year, which I think is, we are trending more and more in that direction where these guys are going to take longer to ramp up. Now we don't have the labor concerns that we had last year, spring training and all that stuff. Like, these guys were probably not in 100% peak physical condition when hitters and catchers reported last season. But, you know, I do think the six-man rotation is at least in April and May, is going to be a thing that, I don't know, 30-40% of the teams are probably at least going to think about to start the year.
Yeah, and it could be the case that, look, the Padres are all in for preserving all of their guys until the postseason. Remember, also, Fernando Tatis Jr. will not play because of his suspension in April, but naturally we will preview the Padres a little bit later in the month. Today our preview is with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And obviously, Davis, this Jason Tatum news is worth mentioning, and I know we're not going to talk a ton of NBA here on the show today, but obviously any concern for him, you know, maybe just a day off before, you know, having to go through the All-Star festivities, no doubt, but this gives the Bucks a significant advantage tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, and look, I mean, don't discount how important these games are going to be for seeding purposes. The Bucks and the Celtics are, I mean, they're really, not only are they the favorites in the Eastern Conference, I think they are pretty far and away the two best teams in the NBA. I've gone back and forth on this with the Nuggets. I think this is where I finally landed with the Nuggets, is like, yes, Jokic is amazing. Yes, it's kind of all happening for them. Yes, they got better at the deadline, but like, are they battle tested the way the Celtics and the Bucks are? Like, no. I mean, these are finals teams. Like, Jason Tatum has been playing in the Eastern Conference Finals since he's 19, and but the classic non-COVID illness listing for Jason Tatum, that's code word for, why don't you take a rest, big fella? You've done your absolute best this year. Why don't you start a vacation a couple days early?
Yeah, for sure. And interesting tonight in the NBA, of course, also interesting coming up, because on Thursday we've got our next big golf tournament. It is the Genesis Invitational coming up. Now, all the talk will be, of course, about Tiger Woods playing in this thing. But if you've been watching our show, Davis and I have been talking about it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We've got some serious golfing going on right now between John Rahm and Scottie Scheffler and Xander and some of the other players. And I think we're going to have a fight to the finish at the end of this year, too. So we're going to bring in Dubs next. We'll talk about who could end up winning this thing. Naturally, we'll talk about the Tiger Woods effect on this tournament, which is going to be one of the highest watched tournaments of the year to start for sure. So stay with us here on Sports Grid. Smarter to be on Sports Grid. No doubt about that. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports. Today here on Sports Grid, we're going to preview the Genesis Open coming up this weekend. Big golf tournament in Los Angeles. I believe Dubs is in Los Angeles, so he could actually go to this one if he chooses. But he has no time for that because he's hosting the early line. He's doing appearances with us. He's working on horse racing and soccer and everything else. And Dubs can just carve out 10 minutes for us here on Fantasy Sports today on this Tuesday morning. Dubs, great to have you back. Dubs Anderson with us. What's going on, man?
With all that being said, Craig, my favorite 10 minutes of the week is right here with you gentlemen so we can cash a couple of tickets. And I'm going to try and head out to the tournament this week. But for anyone who's been to Riviera, which is one of the storied golf courses across the nation, it's got the worst parking situation in the world. It's the second elevated tournament in 2 weeks, $20 million up for grabs. We already had a who's who of who's playing in this one. 23 of the top 25 in the world. Scottie Scheffler now back to world number one after that big win on Sunday. And now Tiger Woods, who was going to be there hosting the tournament, has decided that he wants to play back on the PGA Tour. I mean, for the golf fan, for the golf better, this has my attention. And Tiger's at triple digits. I probably won't touch that one, but yeah, this tournament, it's going to be bouncing.
It's going to be really good. But I was just telling Dubs before we got on, it was like, this really should not be the marquee event that it is. I mean, if you look at this field, it's absolutely stacked with pretty much all the best players in the world. But no one, the marquee event of this swing should be Pebble Beach, but no one wants to play the 6.5 hour rounds with a bunch of corporate fellas at Pebble Beach. But I mean, look, we will take it. This event is going to be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And before we get to the pricing, Dubs, I do want to ask you about this because naturally it's an event that Tiger Woods is playing in. So, you know, obviously a lot of eyes are going to be on him. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are, because I mean, I got to be honest, this kind of came out of nowhere for me. I thought Tiger would play maybe in the majors this year. I didn't see him playing in this one.
Yeah, and I mean, the whole thing, once we saw Tiger return to Augusta last year, is he's trying to sell it short. Like, you know, I'm only going to show up to the majors. Maybe I'll try and play somewhere else. He's trying to lower expectations. I think there'll probably still be another two, three, maybe four other tournaments apart from the majors that we see Tiger Woods on the golf course. But he just wants to temper the media and that side of things. But look, Tiger Woods, he does nothing but play golf. From 150 yards in, he's still going to be very sharp. And this is a golf course, you know, he loves coming out to LA. He's got those West Coast connections, which has really strong ties to Augusta. You look at the past winners here, guys like Bubba Watsons, Adam Scotts, you've got to work the ball both ways. This is one of the few chances where Tiger can show up and lean on that golf cue, poke it around a golf course and try and, you know, figure out a score where it's not going to be 25, 26 under par. Riviera right. is a very tough golf course. It is going to be a tough walk. So I expect to see what we saw at Augusta there last year. I think round one, he may keep it around even par, maybe one under, one over. And then I think he'll start to come back to the field there from round two, round three. But this is where Tiger had that unfortunate accident a couple of years ago. He was coming back from the injuries. He was rehabbing and then had some sponsor commitments and had that car accident. So Tiger Woods back at the Genesis Invitational, but this year we'll be pegging it up on Thursday.
All right, so let's take a look at the pricing, gentlemen, and then get your thoughts on which way we could go in the DFS side, and then we'll get a bet from each of you before we go. So no surprise here that John Rahm is over 12,000, but look who is right on his tail now. Scottie Scheffler, after last week, he's the number one player in the world, 12,100. I don't feel like you can get both these guys in the lineup, but I guess we would if we could pick one. Rory McIlroy is at 11,800. Xander is at 11,700. Davis had a good pick last week with Justin Thomas. He had a great week, 11,800. And then Tony Finau at 11,400. So, Dubs, I will start with you, and then let's go to Davis for this week's pricing.
Yeah, with such a strong field, I mean, you've got to have a couple of the top-tier players in the lineup. Otherwise, you're not going to have the winner there on Sunday. I think John Rahm would probably be the play for me. I would argue he is the best golfer in the world right now, despite not having that number one tag next to his name. You look at the four starts he's had here, four cuts made. Last year, T21, he's had two top 10s to go with that. Every golf course, John Rahm, his golf game is built to travel. The only take I would have on Scottie Scheffler is maybe he's a little exhausted after that big performance on Sunday. It's really tough trying to go back-to-back on the PGA Tour, but wow, what a list that is, Craig. But I'll stick with John Rahm. I mean, he is on an absolute tear right now.
Well, I mean, you know, for most people, Dubs, it's pretty hard to go back-to-back, but Scottie Scheffler is basically the modern-day king of going back-to-back. It was, it was a year ago, he had four wins inside of 56 days. So I definitely am not doubting him here. I'm looking at just kind of the way these guys are expected to be owned and played this week. And I think, I mean, it is kind of crazy, but it feels like Rory is going to be the one who does not get selected here. It feels like a lot of people are starting their lineups with John Rahm, with Scottie Scheffler. And of course, those guys are great. My My contention has always been that if every golfer in, what, we got 136 guys here at the Genesis, if every guy played their absolute best for 4 days, the best golf that they are capable of playing, Rory would be better than any of them. But I think the difference with Rahm and Scheffler is they never make mistakes. I mean, has Scotty Scheffler ever made a double bogey? He maybe has never made a double bogey in his life. But I mean, look, we all know Rory. He'll find the water. He will miss a 3-foot putt. It's just kind of what he does. But I do, if Rory is going to be, let's call it 15% owned, and Rahm and Scheffler are both going to be over 20-25 on FanDuel, I think I would err on that side. And I do really like Justin Thomas again this week as well.
All right. So yeah. Fair enough. Those are some prices there for sure. Now, Dubs, Taylor Montgomery is another hot name right now on the tour. A lot of people picking him to win, to make the cut. We'll get to the cut in just a second here, but he's has 3 top 10 finishes this season. You think this is the week that he breaks through and wins?
He could. It's going to be tough. You know, this is a tough golf course with an absolutely loaded field, but I'm not going to be going against Taylor Montgomery anymore. I've seen enough that this kid's game is absolutely made of the right stuff here on the PGA Tour. Look, stay within a few shots on Sunday, and that's how you can get the win. I don't think Joaquin Niemann is going to run away with this thing like we saw last year. This back nine should play really tough. For Taylor Montgomery, you don't want to get that win going into Sunday as the clubhouse leader. If he can get himself 3 or 4 shots back there going into that final round, he could absolutely pounce. It could be a good opportunity to pick him up live as well. But this is a week where the heavy hitters stand up. A couple other guys I'm looking at, Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa. I know if they're not the top tier, they're right there or thereabouts. But good course history, great iron play. And this, of course, the test everything. We usually don't see any frauds on this list. You need pedigree.
Never. Yeah, this is not the event. This is not the event that you show up and get, you know, your first ever career win at or whatever, generally speaking. However, I mean, Montgomery, to me, since the start of the swing season, has basically been playing like one of the 20 best guys in the world. And his price on FanDuel looks good. He's like 80 to 100 to 1, kind of depending on where you're betting in the betting market. So both of those guys feel, he just feels pretty strong. And then our next guy here, we have Hideki Matsuyama, who was battling through a neck injury to begin the year, which is not great for a golfer, right, to be dealing with a neck injury. But he's got no missed cuts. He finished 9th last week. I think he might be rounding into form. And just in general, when it's like, if I'm going to get a major pricing on Hideki, you know, if Hideki's trading at 40 to 1, 45 to 1 or whatever, you know, he's in the 8,000s on FanDuel, like pretty strong on Matsuyama there.
All right. Yeah. Well, we got some good options this week. All right. Give me, before we go, Hideki Matsuyama, we mentioned, you know, obviously we're running out of time here, Dubs. Give me one player this week to watch this week on the tour.
Oh, okay. I threw out Hovland and Morikawa, so I'm not going to throw out them again. I just did. What about the Irish Bear? Shane Lowry at 80 to 1. Really tough green complexes here at Riviera. You need a good short game. Get up and down, stay in the hunt. He's got the new caddy on the bag. It usually gets a little windy. It's like in a bit of a valley there, the Riviera. Shane Lowry, he's fired up, and he's well overdue to get back in the winner's circle.
All right, David?
I will throw out very similar Tyrrell Hatton.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay. Love there you it. Go. Hey, Doug, thanks again for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. You hosting Early Line tomorrow too? Or morning?
I think I am. I just show up and do my best. Hopefully cash a couple of tickets, boys.
All right. Dubs Anderson with us. We'll be back with our Diamondbacks preview next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. It's time for us to begin our previews of every single Major League Baseball team with the upcoming fantasy baseball season. Davis and I will have them when I am out. George Kurtz will be in for me. Next week, I know Davis is out a couple days. George will be in for Davis. We're going to run through every single team right up until the middle of March, which I'm sure by then most of you will have drafted your team. So we're going to help you out here on the show. So Davis, first up today, we'll go in alphabetical order. We're starting off with the A's. We're doing, well, not the Oakland A's. We're doing the Arizona Diamondbacks. So before we get to the Diamondbacks team, let's sort of talk about where they're at a little bit. Now, they're in a very difficult division, obviously, having to look up at the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers. But the Diamondbacks really didn't have to go through one of these like full rebuilds. They had a couple of tough years, but it feels like they are at least on the cusp of being better. You know, projection-wise, some people think they can win 80 games. Some people have them in the mid-70s. Some people have them a little bit higher in the 80s, think they could be a wild card team. But there's no question that they've drafted and developed really well, and we're going to be talking about some names that are included in that lineup this year. And also a big trade, I should mention, too, in the Varsho trade, getting back Gurriel there.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would basically just look at their opening day lineup and you would just be sort of, you'd be like, well, you know, they have some guys who are very useful there, certainly, right? I mean, Ketel Marte, he is always going to be useful for fantasy baseball, although his speed has really slowed down over the years. Where you start to be worried is the bottom end of their lineup. They did make the Dalton Varsho trade. We talked about, I want to say maybe 2 weeks ago, we did Lourdes Gurriel, and it's basically just, who knows, right? Who knows about Lourdes Gurriel? Is he going to be the guy he was in 2020, or is he going to be the guy he was in 2019? Carson Kelly, basically one of the, you know, the defense only catchers, just does not pack. Like, really, you would just say the bottom half of their lineup is all giant question marks, and can they find someone who is going to be better in the middle of the season? Are they going to have guys on the roster who improve? And I don't really have the answer to that question as of yet.
All right, so let's take a look at the average draft position and the projected lineup of the Diamondbacks going into the season. And the first player we're going to talk about is the one that everybody is drafting, Davis, because he's one of the top prospects, not just on the Diamondbacks, but in all of Major League Baseball. And that is Corbin Carroll, who's going to lead off, and his ADP is inside the top 100, so super high expectations. We'll focus on him. Ketel Marte at this point, top 200 player. You sort of know who he is. Jake McCarthy came on last year and is a force in that lineup, and so is Christian Walker. Walker's probably going to hit, Davis, 25 home runs, 30 home runs. And then the lineup leaves a little bit to be desired. You have some platooning going on. Josh Rojas, Lourdes Gurriel inside the top 250. Alec Thomas, who was, you know, okay in his time with the Diamondbacks last year. You mentioned Carson Kelly. The shine is off him at this point. His ADP is only 430 because he's a catcher there. And then Nick Ahmed, you know who he is, and he's not being drafted in the NFBC, essentially. So a very top-heavy, solid lineup, Davis. Carroll, though, is clearly the big boom or bust name. And with the new rules in Major League Baseball about rookies and getting draft picks for players winning Rookie of the Year, like Julio Rodriguez did for Seattle last year, I expect Carroll, I don't know what he's going to do this year, whether he's going to be Julio Rodriguez or he's going to be Jared Kelenic. I have no idea. But I expect him and his ADP to rise before the end of March for sure.
Well, I mean, to be honest, the projection systems are pretty, pretty bullish on him. He didn't play a ton last year, 104 at-bats, but he did get 4 home runs and 2 stolen bases. Obviously, if you extrapolate that out over the course of an entire season, you're probably feeling pretty good about the results that you would be getting from him. Now, the issue is, I tend to find one of the hardest categories to project with these younger players is going to be batting average, because who knows how they are going to adjust, because he had 104 plate appearances last year. He struck out 74 times, or he struck out 54 times, and he only walked 12 times. That's going to be pretty difficult to figure out. Like, that's not exactly the best ratio that you could get for him. Is he going to improve at that? Is he going to get worse at that if he is striking out more and walking less? Well, then you start talking about, okay, well, should we bat him fifth? Oh, should we bat him seventh? Should we bat him ninth? And I mean, Craig, we have seen this happen with so many young guys, right? Is they get a lot of pressure. They get a lot of responsibility in the lineup right away, and it doesn't really work out, and they get sent down. I think this seems a little bit bullish to me, because I would need him, I think, if you're going to take him here at around 73, 74, don't you need him to have the ability to, like, win you a category? Like, you're wanting to take a guy who can get you 37 home runs or a guy who can get you 35 steals. And I guess Craig, I don't really know a ton about the Diamondbacks coaching staff. Like, is this going to be a coaching staff that just says, you make it to first, you have the green light, you know, just do whatever you want. I don't really know the answer to that question, but that would change a lot what I would think about how they would be using him.
Yeah, I mean, I think based on where he's drafted, the expectation is double-digit steals for sure. So, you know, that's probably why that is there. Remember, the bases are bigger. That's a big part of the conversation. There's going to be more stealing going on this year as well. Any other player in the lineup that interests you? I know Walker is a name that the Diamondbacks actually you were hearing talked about potentially trading, but they kept him. That means he gets those games in Arizona. That means he gets those games in Coors. And Davis, he's the kind of guy at the end of the season, look, his batting average, we know what it's going to be, but it's like if you told me Christian Walker broke out and hit 50 home runs, I know it's a big number, 45 home runs, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, he is one of the most powerful players in the National League.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Walker seems appropriately priced here. I mean, you're not getting a huge discount. Maybe like a little bit of his upside is not priced in. I think the guys who you have a lot of room to profit on where they're going are the guys going directly after Christian Walker in Josh Rojas and Lourdes Gurriel. If Gurriel is the guy he was in 2020, you're laughing your way to the bank with him, basically, right? I mean, you're talking about a guy who could get you 30 home runs with a passable batting average in the 200s. And then Rojas is probably not going to give you a passable batting average. I mean, I guess he could hit 260, but this is also a guy who over the course of a season could add 28 steals if they decide to just let him go. And I guess the same for Jake McCarthy. The issue with McCarthy is he's more expensive and has less power even than Rojas.
Yeah, and obviously Alec Thomas, who we mentioned, probably a platoon situation, my guess. Remember our friend Kyle Lewis, who won the Rookie of the Year in 2020 with Seattle. You know, Davis has shown nothing since then, hasn't even been able to stay on the field, but he's on the Diamondbacks. I think he's going to make the team, I would assume, and get a chance to at least play a little bit. So we didn't talk about him, but that's another name on the offense for sure. All right, now let's go over to the pitching, and the Diamondbacks have one of the best in the game in Zach Gallen. He's not going in the first round or second round of fantasy drafts, but I don't think any pitcher in baseball closed out the season the way that Zach Gallen did last year. So, I mean, he was putting himself in the Cy Young conversation again. Merrill Kelly was a huge surprise last year. He's in the top 250 this year, believe that. And then the rest of the pitchers are not being drafted inside some of those NFBC picks. Madison Bumgarner, Davis, whenever he's done with his Diamondbacks contract, that's probably it for him. Zach Davies is still kicking around. And then the fifth starter for the Diamondbacks is really interesting because we have Ryan Nelson listed there, but also Davis, they have this kid in Tommy Henry who I think is going to get an opportunity there. I'm actually more interested, I think, in their fifth and sixth guys than I am in their third and fourth guys going into the season.
I mean, I think that is probably appropriate. Like Madison Bumgarner, okay, maybe what do you get? You get five quality starts out of Madison Bumgarner. So, like there's absolutely no upside there unless Madison Bumgarner, I don't know, you know, completely. Was he 41 years old or something like that? Like, I don't know. Just not interested. Whereas I think Davies has been a useful fantasy baseball pitcher before, as has Ryan Nelson. Merrill Kelly is just more of sort of an innings eater style guy. I mean, he's not a guy that you think is going to win you a league. You know, he's going to have a mid-4s ERA. I guess, although, you know, we were just talking about the fact that we're going to have so many different guys who are not going deep into games, not going to pitch 200 innings, maybe not even going to make 30 starts. There are going to be guys who go to the IL. I mean, anyone who's played a lot of fantasy baseball knows that probably the most annoying thing about the game is starting pitcher injuries. Merrill Kelly has got a pretty good track record of not getting hurt, going deep into seasons. And I guess this is sort of a cumulative team thing where if the Diamondbacks are just way better than we anticipate, you know, if they win 83 games and they just sort of run hot and Merrill Kelly starts, maybe he runs into, you know, maybe he does get 13, 14, 15 wins, you know, which would obviously be on the higher end range of his possibilities, but is sort of interesting. And then Gallen, to me, I mean, this feels like the best ADP on the team, because Zach Gallen has been a legitimate NL Cy Young candidate. He's battled a little bit with health. He's battled with, like, you know, fastball velocity. It's all the way down. He's getting, oh, he's hurt. He's got all these injury indicators. Oh, and then actually he ends up being okay. I don't know. Again, Zach Gallen is not a spring chicken. It's not like he is just beginning his career. He's been pitching since 2019. He's never made it to 200 innings, but 184 innings last season. If you get 184 innings of A-plus Zach Gallen ball, I mean, he could totally win at this ADP.
Yeah, I think so. And listen, a lot of the closing conversation, and let's get to that here, Davis, with the saves. I mean, this is a situation in Arizona that's not clear. We're going to be saying that for 20 teams this year. Melanson's in the back end of the bullpen. They signed Miguel Castro in the offseason. Their all-star, you will never remember this in a million years, Davis. Their all-star was a guy named Joe Mantiply, left-hand pitcher. I don't know. I don't have a feel for it. I think it's a committee.
I always bet on Melanson. Melanson's like 97 years old, and he always finds a way to get 20 saves. So Melanson for free, give me him.
All right, there you go. For a couple of bucks and an auction and the end of your draft as well. We will have some fantasy or reality coming up next, so stay with us here on The Grid. Don't go away.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. For those of you on social media, make sure you are following us at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread, and of course, data, process, everything picks here on the show as well. Davis, before we get to fantasy or reality, what do you think about this new coach of the Indianapolis Colts? I think we were all just sort of expecting Jim Irsay to just hire his buddy Jeff Saturday, but that didn't end up happening. I don't know a ton here, so I'm wondering your thoughts.
I mean, I don't know a ton about this guy either. I believe that has not had a head coaching job before this. He's pretty young, which, I mean, we sort of like that, right? I mean, we enjoy when these younger guys get their jobs. Now, it can go either way. One of the things I said when the Denver Broncos, got rid of Nathaniel Hackett is, like, sort of for the first time, I kind of understand why these old conservative fellas who own a lot of NFL teams are like, I just want to hire someone who's been here before, because hiring Nathaniel Hackett was basically the dumbest thing that any NFL team did last year. He was so bad. He was just so bad at his job. And so in a certain way, even if you hire, you know, I don't know, whatever, Tony Dungy, you know, some guy who's just going to go 9-8, 8-9, not be any good. You're not going to win the Super Bowl, but at least it's not going to be a catastrophe. And, you know, this guy's experience, Shane, by the way, his name is Shane Steichen. He came over from the Philadelphia Eagles. He was the offensive coordinator up until, I suppose, 2 days ago. And then he decided to make this move. And then before that, he was with the San Diego and Los Angeles Chargers as a quarterback coach. So he's mostly worked under Ken Whisenhunt, you know, kind of these quarterback wizard style guys, you know, I guess is sort of what you would call Ken Whisenhunt. And, you know, I mean, he was in charge of some decent offenses. I don't love bringing in a first time head coach with this Colts team, but it's a much better hire than asking Jeff Saturday to come back. I'm pretty confident about that.
Yeah, definitely so. And Jim Caldwell, by the way, announced earlier today joining Frank Reich in Carolina, too. Good hire for them. I think Carolina's going to get good quick. All right, time now for some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, Major League Baseball and the Players Union rarely can agree on anything, but they have agreed to something, which is forever and ever, as long as we are watching baseball and my kids and your future kids watch baseball, they're always going to watch an extra inning game with a runner on second base. I know these traditionalists having a really hard time with this, Davis. Like, I mean, wait a second. Extra innings, you're putting a guy on second to start? Now, they started this during COVID because they wanted the games to be over as quickly as possible. And then, Davis, they said to themselves, do we still want the games to be over as quickly as possible? Yes, we do. Fantasy or reality, Davis? You like the idea of the ghost runner starting at second base in extra innings, which is now officially here to stay, except for the postseason.
So I guess my general interpretation of this would be, because I'm not going to watch a ton of regular season baseball, let's just be honest about it. I don't really know what major, well, if the Kansas City Royals were like the best team in the American League and, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. was an MVP candidate and Salvador Perez was going to hit 65 home, like, okay, then I would probably watch regular season baseball if the Royals were really that good. But that's really the only thing that's going to get me to watch a ton of regular season baseball, or, you know, maybe a Kershaw start here and there or an Ohtani start or whatever. But the decision of the ghost runner is going to be immaterial. And this to me sort of feels like a little of column A and a little of column B of like trying to get casual people to watch and go to games, but then also pissing off the people who probably make most of the money for Major League Baseball, which is really casual or really non-casual, really diehard people who really care about baseball, really care about the history of baseball, you know, kind of all that stuff. And I gotta say, I don't love it because for me, it just doesn't matter. It is completely immaterial. Like my decision to, if I want to go to bed in the 11th inning, I'm just going to go to bed because I don't really care that much. But I don't know. It doesn't feel like that. What do you think? I got fantasy. I got fantasy. I don't like it, but I don't hate it. I'm curious your thoughts though.
Yeah, so I'm like as big a traditionalist as it gets when it comes to baseball. But so what changed for me, and look, a lot of the people that are my age, Davis, they do not like this. They hate it. It takes away from baseball. You know who else doesn't like this, Davis? The relief pitchers. These guys are trying to get paid, and they're getting L's on their record for having a runner on second base to start the inning and their ERAs and all this stuff, man. Like, I get it, and I understand it. But as someone who has covered the game for so long and someone who has a young child who likes to go to the games, Davis, I want these games over, man, as fast as possible. The baseball games are too long, man. They're 3.5 hours. Pitch clock, 20 seconds. Yes. Runner on second base. Yes. I mean, who can, Davis, for you, yes, different, obviously, well, even on TV. But imagine you're going to a game. It starts at 6:40 or 7 o'clock Eastern. How long can you put in as a 12-year-old or 11-year-old as a 10? You cannot stay until 11 o'clock
at night. I can't even put in 3 hours. Can you? Exactly. I can't imagine taking. Yeah, I can't imagine.
It has to be. It has to be avoided, Davis. And by the way, when I take my daughter or my son to the games, it is not about the inning, Davis, during the week. It is not about the score. I look at what time it is, man. It doesn't matter 100%. What's going on. It could be up 11-0, down 11-0, tied 4-4. My son knows. I'm like, buddy, we are out at like 9:30. I mean, I do not care what is going on in this game. And baseball needs to understand that, because the young fans are not watching baseball like they used to. Got to get them out of there. If you want people to go to the games, you got to be in and out by 9:30, 10 o'clock Eastern. I think with this happening in extra innings, it ends the game most likely. And with the pitch clock coming, that is going to shave 15, 20 minutes off. Maybe not right away in April, but as you see during the season, that's going to be a huge contribution to the game. And all these games are going to be over quicker. So I am in favor. Shockingly enough, I am in favor of this. I want the games over faster. It is a reality for media too, obviously, for me as well. Okay, this is the craziest college basketball season we've seen, Davis, in a really long time. I know a lot of folks haven't been engaged in it. And to be honest, I don't watch that much of it either. But a lot of people felt like Purdue was a sort of fake number one team in college basketball. Let's just be honest. A lot of people thought, like, even though they were unanimous, like, were they really that good? And then they lost to Northwestern. So Alabama's the number one team right now in college basketball. I think Houston has been in the top two or top three for most of the season. So I think maybe they're for real. But when we get to this tournament, Davis, I think anything goes, man. I think it's going to be wild. Alabama, they're number one right now. We got less than a month to go until the tournament. They'll be a number one seed in March Madness. Now, that's our fantasy or reality. Obviously, they could lose tomorrow and then drop to five. And that's kind of what's been going on this year.
Well, just taking a cursory look at the KenPom rankings, which is basically, that's going to be the way that I'm going to interface with college basketball, basically, is I'm going to look at the math, because I think I was talking about this with Dubs the other day. I mean, I don't know if I could name one college basketball player, because Victor Wembanyama is in France, and Scoot Henderson is not in Scoop Henderson is not in college basketball. I believe he is a G League Ignite player. So I don't know anyone. I am just going off of the data that's presented. Now, by the way, I am looking at these rankings, and it is absolutely shocking. Duke is at number 35 in the KenPom rankings. North Carolina is number 38. Kansas, not in the top five. Creighton and Texas in the top 10. Like, this, these rankings are very bizarre. But I will say reality, because right now Alabama is ranked by KenPom as the second best team in college basketball, 13th best on offense, 6th best on defense. They also play extremely fast. So it's actually, if you play really fast, if you really push the tempo, you generate a lot of possessions, it's harder to say that you are lucky to get the resume that you have, right? It means that you've had more data to be collected on how good or how not good you are. So I got reality. Alabama looks like a phenomenally good team just from the data. So I will say reality, they will be.
Yeah. So this is the tough part about rankings, and it applies to all college sports, to be honest with you, is that it helps you a lot at the beginning of the season where you're ranked, but it's supremely important where you are ranked at this point of the college basketball season, because we are just a couple of weeks away from starting conference tournaments and then having the NCAA tournament. So this is a reality, and it's good for Alabama because they got to this point and they are sitting in the catbird seat to get a number one seed. I still think Purdue will probably get one. They just can't lose like they did the other day. I think Houston is getting another one too. So I got reality. I think Alabama has a really good shot at it, but to say the number one, number one seed, yes, the number one overall, I would say fantasy. I don't think that will happen. I think that will be someone else. All right. So it is Valentine's Day, Davis, naturally. So we're ending with an unfortunate breakup, but maybe a love story that ends up coming back. So Machine Gun Kelly, now this is as I understand it with just doing a little bit of research here. Machine Gun Kelly met Megan Fox on the set of a video of some kind. Megan Fox, actress for many years, previously married, if I'm not mistaken, to Brian Austin Green of Beverly Hills 90210 Once Upon a Time. I'm sure he doesn't want to be known for that, but that's what I know him from. They ended up getting divorced, And then this Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are like super hot and heavy. Like everywhere you watch on television, they're like kissing each other and licking each other and all crazy stuff. I think this is what's going on here. And then out of nowhere last week, Megan Fox goes on a social media account and posts some cryptic thing about how they're over with. There's some speculation. I don't want to do that speculation. Speculation about different things going on in their relationships. It's a celebrity thing, so everybody has to know everybody's business. I never understood the infatuation with this, but here we are. So they're broken up, if I'm not mistaken, at the moment. I haven't heard Pete Davidson's name, by the way, announced yet in this situation, so that scares me, because once he's involved, that's it. Fantasy or reality, Davis, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox will get back together. I assume they are broken up based on what I'm reading here.
Yeah, I mean, that is the way it's being presented. That is the way that it sounds. I'm going to say no, they won't get back together, because as far as I know, they don't have a child together. And that tends to be what brings Hollywood couples back together when you get, you know, for Travis Scott and his wife, who's one of the Jenners, you know, they get back together because of the kids. And I think when you're just that rich, that good looking, young, what's the point, man? Just go and do, you're just going to go. They live in such a different existence than the rest of us. Yeah. So no chance. I got fantasy.
Yeah. I have fantasy too. And usually these stories that start off so hot end so cold. Usually the way I see it is, if I see like the celebrity couple together and they're like all over each other and like with, you know, just, you know, the way I saw these, then I know that this is going to end badly. So that's my assumption here too, but we'll always have that video of the two of them together. And this is definitely not the question for me, fantasy or reality. All right. Coming up next, we will wrap up our show, send it over to the early line at the top of the hour. And then I'm back with you this afternoon for Newswire. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Before we get out of here, it's Valentine's Day. Davis and I, of course, have hot dates with our significant others. So let's turn it over to Davis for today's Sports Grid 60.
So a quote came out yesterday from the new president, well, I guess former president and new president of Disney, Bob Iger. And you can go read the article if you want. Google it. Google Bob Iger, MBA. But basically what he said is, reading in between the lines, he's like, look, man, we don't want to be paying billions of dollars for this NBA product that people want to watch. Then they come in to turn on a Wednesday game and, oh, LeBron's not playing. Oh, Giannis, not playing. Oh, Jokic, he's got a tight hammy, don't want to play. So the argument from the NBA for why there should be 82 games is because they're going to be losing money. They can't shorten the season. Well, you lose the TV contract, you lose the money. I think we might have a 70-game NBA season coming sooner rather than later as a result of this.
Yeah, you never hear about leagues shortening the season, but maybe that has to happen in the NBA. I think that's a great point. I mean, you know what I went with LeBron and watching that as well. All right, it was a tradition as old as time, the one tradition in sports that never changes. It's really amazing when you think about it. Even from when I was a kid, everything changes. The Super Bowl MVP always goes to Disney World or Disneyland. Patrick Mahomes, and I don't know if it was Disneyland or Disney World, ended up posting a picture with him and his family there. I guess this is just going to go on forever. The MVP immediately, like as if they have nothing else to do, that this is the spot. I mean, come on, how much are they getting paid to go to Disney World or Disneyland? There's got to be something that I don't know in this deal, because the day after winning a Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes with a high ankle sprain, this guy is, you know, going on a small world. Can't believe that this is still happening. This is still a thing after the Super Bowl. So great job. Speaking of Disney, keeping that going. That'll do it for our show. Thanks to Dubs for coming on. Our producers, of course, LTN, our great graphics department. For Davis, I'm Craig Mish. Early Line is next. I'll see you at 2 o'clock Eastern for our next edition of NewsWire. Hope you have a great Valentine's Day, everyone.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.